All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, we talked about the Senate race, but clearly the gubernatorial race is as the one here in this in the state of Wisconsin is as critical as almost any across this nation. What are your thoughts on where we are with that?
Well, I mentioned the national scene. Any of the three candidates in the Republican primary,
all dangerous. I think all dangerous.
All to be relied upon to, you know, not to certify Wisconsin, one of the key battleground states, for the Democratic candidate in 2024 to be part of a new steal. And usually coups fail the first time, but if they're allowed to metastasize, their trial runs and they learn how to do it, right, and do it better the next time, whether it's Trump or whether it's Ron DeSantis. But if you focus on how radical each of these folks are, Tim Michaels, Rebecca Clayfish, and Tim Rampton, it was shocking. You probably caught, Earl, because you tracked the right wing very well, the debate
over
the weekend. Shocking stuff being proposed, and not really even the media just, okay, this is just Republicans. They want to eliminate the state income tax, our last form of seriously progressive taxation in the state of Wisconsin. They claim that we have plenty of money. We need to give the whole $5 billion state surplus back to taxpayers right ahead of a recession, potentially. Most economists think we're heading to a recession, and this state has a history of giving its surplus away, and then, oh, no, we have a fiscal crisis, because that's how this stuff works. And no acknowledgement that a lot of the state's fiscal health has to do with President Biden and the American Rescue Plan bailing out state and local government with the biggest infusion of emergency economic money in American history. That has played a huge role. They don't care. They want to get rid of public schools, universal vouchers. I'm talking about things they all seem to agree on. Rampton wants to get rid of the property tax, too. I don't know how we're going to have any public services or schools if we're getting rid of the income tax and the property tax. And what they'll do is they'll be very regressive and put it all on sales taxes, which are mostly paid by working people and not by rich people, because that's what they do. On health care, it's crazy. They want to turn down the Medicaid expansion money, the Badger expansion money again, because we don't want to be dependent on the government. Well, the state's whole Badger Care and Medicaid program are 60% paid for by the federal government. That thesis would mean that we're getting rid of most of the public health insurance outside of Medicare in the state of Wisconsin. So it is. I could go on and on, Earl. This is stuff that's wildly unpopular and deeply radical. And in our current kind of politics, where they only run on culture wars and who's on what side, they get away with it. And a lot of voters will vote for them in the state. It'll be very close simply because they're coming from their side, independent of what the stuff. It's like the stuff they're saying about policy that isn't even registering with people.
You know, Dr. Craig, and more and more of these Republicans, younger, they're even more dangerous than I thought. Scott Walker was bad, but when you put Rebecca Clayfish and Timothy Rantham and again Tim
Michaels,
and you listen to them, we thought Scott Walker was dangerous, but it pales in comparison to what these people are offering and talking about now.
It gets worse every cycle because it's been enabled. And remember, where do they get their money? They get money from the economic elite, from ultra-rich people, from the biggest corporations, the most iconic ones in the state and country. those corporations are okay with this. People like corporations like AT&T are fine with this because they give insurrectionist candidates. What's interesting is they're going to kill the golden goose. It's like corporate America has become so right-wing in its political orientation. They're so self-serving. They just want to have everyone on their side so they'll win no matter who is in office. If you end democracy in this country, because that's what we're talking about. I mean, the serious political scientists, this isn't just partisan talking points, believe this, that American democracy is on the ropes. If you end it, you think you're going to have a prosperous economy and Wall Street's going to do well? Do you think it's going to go well with that authoritarian government, which is going to run the economy into the ground? Because everything's going to be about the dear leader. So they're so short-sighted. In order to get short-term returns on profit, they're killing the golden goose. You can't have this kind of economy without a vibrant democracy, period.
So, Dr. Craig, are you satisfied with the expansion of citizen action chapters in rural parts of the state? Is it too early? What is your take on your attempt with citizen action to permeate different rural areas in this state?
It's too early because I'll be a very hard judge on ourselves because of the amount of power we need to turn back not only the threats we have, but to advance opportunities. It certainly helps us with thinking about issues in a way that land with a lot more Wisconsinites, because you have to win in elections in Wisconsin or in legislative fights in rural, suburban, and urban Wisconsin. And when we can unify those interests, that's when we have progressive rule in Wisconsin. When it's divided, that aids these kind of Republicans, the Ron Johnsons, the Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clefishes. And so it has gotten us into different issues like talking about climate and thinking about what the first steps are in a different way. It's gotten us into fights like the fights over concentrated animal feeding farms, CAFOs,
right,
they're called, where they put something that produces as much sewage, it's manure from cows and the like, as a small city, and putting it in a rural area with no sewage system.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier in the show, but go ahead.
So we bet, but right now the laws are rigged where you can delay them and you can't kill them. We've been fighting in Crawford County. You'll love the name of this. It's amazing they'd even call it this. The Roth Feeder Pig 2 concentrated animal feeding operation has now been approved by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, which basically approves them all even with a delay. And the county board has delayed it multiple times, but they're almost out of options. So we have a few more we're still working on. You have to elect people that would change the law, and we have a legislature that's guaranteed not to. It's guaranteed far-right Republican by the way they rigged the map. So, you also have to be deep in urban in Wisconsin. We're building an African-American-led chapter, Northside Rising, our director of that, our climate and equity director, Raphael Smith. And we had a great moment yesterday. We've been working for quite a long time on a plan, on a vision for Milwaukee Public Schools that would have them lean into the climate crisis. In other words, they have because of discriminatory funding, they have a lot of older buildings, 60 to 100 years old, that are energy inefficient and don't even have air conditioning at a time when the heat is going up, so it's affecting learning, to lean in on trying to retrofit all of those schools, renewable energy, energy conservation methods, whole new heating and ventilation and cooling systems, HVAC, they call it. But to do it in a way that also creates jobs, the family-supporting jobs that were lost during deindustrialization, when the North Side, as you know, was a cornucopia of great jobs. It's why Milwaukee was one of the last outposts of the great African-American migration from the South. And we need to make this green conversion, but we can do it in a way that changes the economy and includes everyone. And so we had a big announcement that got bunch of TV and other press at MPS yesterday, Earl.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
was a huge step for us.
Yeah, all right. We've got to go to a break. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Wear our hair long, mother, mother.